If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with me, Andy Dorf, my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. You can get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like. You can always holler at us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports, IG. It's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, man, oh, man. We've got ourselves a Game 7 with the Boston Celtics and the Philadelphia 76ers. We got a Game 6 with the Oilers and the Vegas Knights. Y'all know what time it is, man. It's NBA and NHL playoff time, Major League Baseball in full throttle, all kinds of soccer going on, golf, you name it. We got you covered in every way, shape, and form. Good morning, Mike Wilson. How you doing, pal?
I am doing good. It is Game 7 Sunday. I am excited, to say the least. So let's get to it, and let's not forget about college baseball postseason coming as well.
You heard me talking about the softball last week, man. I'm still watching that stuff, bro. So, yeah, man, College World Series coming in hot. You got the softball happening with the girls. It's a fun time, my friend. It is a fun time. On the other side, we'll hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter. We'll talk a little hockey. We'll talk a little baseball. Keep it close. That's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Collectible Exchange is the most trusted sports memorabilia company in the country, carrying game-used, autographed, and other one-of-a-kind items. Founded by collecting icon Brandon Steiner from Steiner Sports, they can also help you evaluate, authenticate, and sell your sports collectibles. Instead of collecting dust, your items could be collecting cash. So check out the biggest collectible marketplace in the U.S. at CollectibleExchange.com. With over 150,000 items and over 80 pro and college athletes selling directly to you, that's CollectibleExchange.com.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. Get at us a couple few different ways, people. Call us. What's on your mind? 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, we're going to hook up with the real John Poulter right now. He comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. We talk hockey quite naturally. We also talk a little bit of baseball. By the way, you can get at John on Twitter at 12 John Poulter. Good morning, John. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
No complaints. Another day in paradise. It's starting to warm up here, so quite naturally, you're not hearing Mike brag about our beautiful temperatures and your terrible temperatures. Like, all that stuff is gone. It's nonsense, because the reality is we're coming into the hell time here, and I'm kind of lucky, because in about 3 weeks, guys, you're going to be having to do this stuff without me, because Katie and I are getting the heck out of Dodge for a couple weeks, and we're going to go celebrate my 50th birthday a little early, but we're going to get out to the Western Caribbean, and we're going to enjoy ourselves checking out about, I don't know, five different countries. So I can't wait. You know, if you can't tell, I'm already kind of checked out a little bit, but obviously I love talking sports, so not too difficult to talk sports at this moment in time. And, you know, it was an interesting game with what we had from the Stars and the Kraken in Game 6, right? Like, the Stars got out in that game, and then all of a sudden the Kraken come back with two in the first period, John. So just great hockey being played right now, and I think a little unexpected that certain teams have done what they've done. Speaking of which, the Florida Panthers, like I said to you last week, that team's on a roll. They continue to roll, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And, you know, as we have talked, they had such a tough time getting into the playoffs because of the slow start that they had. Essentially, they were playing playoff hockey for 4 to 6 weeks before the playoffs actually started. And I think they've caught other teams a little bit unawares as a result of that. Certainly Boston, who had been cruising pretty much since November and December. They certainly caught Boston on a bad day or a bad week, and you know, they basically did the same thing to the Toronto Maple Leafs. You know, each game, the Maple Leafs, with the exception of the one that they won, Game 4, the Maple Leafs started every game in that series slowly, and Friday night, Game 5 was no different, got down 2-0 very early, got a late goal to get back in the game, and then lost it in overtime. So Florida is on a roll. I think part of it is they've been playing playoff hockey for so long, and they've been getting used to every game being a must-win game. And, of course, once you get to the playoffs, every game is a must-win game. So they're going to move on and play Carolina. Both of the Eastern Conference teams now in the final finish their series in 5 games. So they will be a little bit more rested than the Western teams. Edmonton, of course, playing Vegas tonight in Game 6. And what you and I love to see is a Game 7, Monday night, Seattle and Dallas in Dallas. So kind of looking forward to that, being able to put my feet up and watch a Game 7.
That is the voice of John Coulter, our professor of sports here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Good morning, John. Yeah, I'm
good morning, Mike.
Bragging about weather. Good morning. I'm not going to brag about weather because, yeah, it's getting into the hell season here, like Andy said. But, look, you know, my Kraken, you know, I kind of adopted them, seeing I'm from the Pacific Northwest. They're just being stubborn. I heard somebody describe them as stubborn, and they expected Dallas to win this. What has led to the Kraken just hanging in there? I mean, I don't want to term it just hanging in there. I mean, they're going to a Game 7. They've shown that they can win a playoff series now. But what's led to the success for the Kraken?
Well, I think it's a couple of factors. Three, if you want to count coaching and management. If you're talking on the ice, I think it's the experience of a lot of those players that have Stanley Cup experience or Stanley Cup playoff experience elsewhere. Obviously not with the Kraken, because the Kraken's second year and they're first in the playoffs. But I think there's an awful lot of trusted veterans on that Seattle team that have been to this dance before. They know what it's about. They've settled the young kids down. But the big issue is goaltending. The goaltending has been absolutely phenomenal. The goaltending won the Denver series, or the Colorado series, specifically Game 7 in Denver. And it's been doing exactly the same thing as in this series with Dallas. And I think as long as they continue to get good goaltending, I think Seattle has an awfully good chance to win Game 7. Home teams generally win about 57-58% of the time in Game 7s. But when you think about it, 57-43 or 58-42, that's not a wide margin when you play all season for home ice advantage. So are they in this? Yes, they certainly are, and they've proven that they can win on the road because they've already won a game in Dallas. So I'm looking forward to a pretty exciting game Monday night.
Again, that is the voice of John Poulter, professor of sports. We're talking NHL hockey at the moment. You're also hanging out on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf. You know, I'm noticing something, which I'm sure you guys are noticing as well. It's not like I'm telling you something outlandish here. What I'm seeing, though, is a lot of goals being scored, John. And it's like, you know, whereas in the past, it's kind of like nail biters, right? Like you're yep, like grinding it out to get the victory. Whereas right now it seems like whoever can, like, and I mean, to this point, it's like this all the time. Whoever can score more is gonna win, right? But like 6 goals from the Kraken, right? Like that seems like a big number in a playoff game to me, John. So kind of explain how the scoring is kind of off the charts in the postseason thus far anyway. And at some point, does it tighten up a little bit?
Well, I think in answer to your second question first, yes, I think it has to tighten up, because at some point in time, these guys are going to know that the usual story of defense winning championships is going to take over. But what we are seeing right now is not quite a return to the early mid-80s Edmonton Oiler era, where, you know, a playoff game was 9-5, 8-6, 10-5. We're getting back to that stage. The hockey itself is so much more wide open, and obviously when you get more wide open hockey, you're going to get more goals. For years and years and years, we've always talked about playoff hockey and the tight checking. 2-1 games, 3-2 games, 4-3 games was a, you know, a 4-3 game was a pretty high-scoring playoff game 20 years ago. But now there's a lot of freewheeling going on. All of the players can skate better than they could 40 years ago. Certainly the defensemen are more aggressive with the puck than they were 40 years ago. I think it's a whole different game. It's become a more wide-open game. It's become a more entertaining game. And part of that are the rule changes, and part of that is the influx of younger players. It's become a younger players' league, and generally the younger players are in better shape. They can skate a little bit better. They're just better trained in terms of their skill level. So I think we're seeing a change of the way that the game is played. And for the first time in a long time, we're starting to see playoff hockey being closer to the level of play we're seeing in the regular season. And if you like exciting games, then this is a great time to be watching hockey.
You know, John, in about 45 seconds here is what I need this answer. So, game six, Edmonton, Vegas, what do you expect to happen?
I think Edmonton's going to come out flying. We've seen a lot of turnaround in this series. A team plays a really good game, and then they come out flat the next game. Edmonton, do or die at home. I think they have to come out tonight and do it, and I'd be surprised if we do not see a Game 7.
Awesome stuff. I love talking NHL hockey with John Poulter, a professor of sports. We got to take a break. On the other side, we're going to switch gears. We're going to talk some Major League Baseball, where this isn't going to make John too happy, but the Yankees look like they starting to play a little bit better. We got to take a break. It's the Dorfont Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, and we're hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter. We'll all be right back. Keep it close.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Everybody, welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, hanging out with John Poulter, a professor of sports. He comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. So quite naturally, we talk hockey in case you missed it. We already did that. Now we're moving on to talking Major League Baseball. By the way, you can get at us all on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For John, it's 12 John Poulter. For me, it's Dorf on Sports, Facebook Dorf on Sports, IG. It's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. Okay, as we always do, John, we kind of go what's going on in each and every division. And, you know, they're behind right now, but off from that big comeback game from the Yankees when they took the Rays out the other day, they ain't going to go away quietly. I think we all know that. But Mama Mo. You know, Mama Mo has something to do with things. And that's the kind of game that, to me, could really, really affect what the Yankees do going forward. Affect what the Rays do going forward. Am I maybe onto something? And then it's amazing and incredible. And the Baltimore Orioles, with what they've done, they've completely turned things around, and I think we started seeing, weren't sure if it was going to continue this year, but you know what? It's going to continue, obviously. But that division right now, John, it's so damn good. I feel bad for the Yankees. I feel bad for the Boston Red Sox. I even feel bad for your Toronto Blue Jays, who are all over 500, right? But yet they're looking up at the top, and they would be in first place in many other divisions. It's like kind of crazy. So
yeah, it's a wild division. All five teams above 500. The Red Sox currently in last place on a pace to win 89 games. Can you imagine going 89? I forget what the math is now, but 89 and 53, I guess, or 63. All of a sudden, you win 89 games, and obviously you're not going to make the postseason. Because there'd be four teams ahead of you, but to win 89 games and still be last in your division, that's a pretty incredible stat. Now, we're getting about a quarter of the way through the season, so what we're starting to see is what I think we're going to get. But I really still don't think that the Boston Red Sox are an 89-win team. You know, they're 6-4 in their last 10. They took the Blue Jays four straight about 10 days ago. All of a sudden, the Red Sox have lost two to the Cardinals now, who seem to have woken up a little bit in the last week. Yankees, you've mentioned, they're starting to come around. You know that the Yankees aren't going to stay down for long, because when they're down for a while, they're going to do something to get out of it. And maybe, to your point, coming back in a game starts the momentum, and who knows what we're going to see going forward. We're going to find out this week, because the Yankees come to Toronto for a four-game series Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So I think we're going to find out what both of those teams are about. And I'm just hoping that Mother Mo, as you refer to, stays in New York and doesn't get on that plane to come to Toronto.
Hey, just a real quick mention. You said 89 and 63 or whatever. It would be 89 and 73, I believe, 89, if I'm not mistaken, yeah. My math.
I knew my math wasn't good this morning.
No, but in general, 89, your point is 29 wins is a wild card, most likely, and they'd be in fifth place in that division if they keep going at that pace. So, your point, it was well taken. Go ahead, Mike. Sorry.
No, John, I was just going to ask about the American League West. We look at Texas there. They're in first by 3.5 games over the Anaheim Angels there. Texas spent a lot of money in the offseason. There's Houston, defending champs are just kind of floundering right now. Do you expect Houston to kind of do what the Yankees are doing, kind of figure it out like the Dodgers are a little bit, figure it out and start to make their – push to get in first, get in second place come late in the season?
Yeah, there's a couple of factors, I think, in Houston, Mike. The big one, which they can't really do much about, is the number of injuries to their pitching staff, and big-time injuries, not just
right.
Sore fingers or hangnails. We're talking guys with ligament damage. We're talking guys with shoulder surgery. We're talking about the fact that Justin Verlander is not there anymore. Now, take him out of the equation because he hasn't really pitched that much for the Mets. So assuming he would have been just as hurt in Houston as he's been in New York, he's kind of a non-factor. But you look at some of the other pitchers that the Astros have lost or currently have on the injured list, it's a pretty good starting rotation. But I think the big, big factor in Houston is that they are missing Jose Altuve. And I think you will find when Altuve gets back from that injury he suffered in the World Baseball Classic, he's the type of guy that can turn a team around. He'll pick a team up, and it's a very small back, but he'll pick up the team and carry it on his back for a week or 10 days. I think if Altuve comes back and is the Altuve that we have seen over the last 7 or 8 years, they have a real good chance to get back into that race. They have to keep Texas in sight while they are waiting for that to happen. But when Altuve comes back, that's like getting an extra player in a trade without having to give up anything off your roster. And he's a pretty good guy to be getting back. So I think that's what we have to keep our eyes on in Houston. Texas has played extremely well. They're full value for their 3-game lead in that division. I don't think the Astros and the Rangers have played more than one series yet. And I think that was somebody won 2 and somebody won 1. So the head-to-head competition there is going to make a huge difference. But you talk about the American League West, but Seattle had a terrible start, and they finally got over 500 yesterday at 20-19. So let's not count Seattle out of that race yet. They could make that a 3-team race and make it very interesting.
Again, that is the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf. Hey, let me ask you this, John. I'm looking around the league and for the most part, I guess you can call it parity with what we're seeing, right? With at least, the American League East, I wouldn't call that parity. I'd call that really good baseball. But,
yeah.
Every team is above 500. Then you look around the rest of the league, the Twins are 4 games over 500. They're in first place. Atlanta's 11 games over 500 or something like that. They're in first place. The Brewers are 5 games over 500. They're in first place. The Dodgers are 10 games over. They're in first place and distancing themselves a little bit. But then I kind of look at some of the bottom feeders, right? And it's kind of interesting to me. The Kansas City Royals, the Chicago White Sox. This one is a pretty interesting one. The Oakland Athletics, who have 9 wins on the season. The Washington Nationals, with 16 wins on the season. St. Louis, with 15. And the Colorado Rockies, with 16. I guess to what I'm trying to make my point here is, Kansas City a few years back was pretty damn good. I remember them making a run. The Nationals were pretty damn good, right? They won the World Series. Oakland, we always talk about them being a wild card team and like them making noise. Like, what the hell's going on with a few of these teams, John?
Well, I think Washington and Kansas City are sort of still in that down cycle after winning. We know now that some of these smaller market teams, and I'm thinking Kansas City here more than Washington, all of their young players needed to be paid at the same time, and they realized quite quickly they couldn't do that, so they decided to strip it down. I think it's taken longer for them to get back into this than they expected. I don't think they expect it to be down 5 or 6 years, which is where they are at the moment. I think they were looking at 2, 3, maybe 4. So I think that's a bit of a disappointment. Washington, they won it with veteran players. They won it with seasoned, experienced players. I just think Washington's in a rebuild, and I just don't think that rebuild has gone as quickly and as well as they had expected. Oakland's a different story because Oakland is a small market team, and you know it seems that every spring we look at the papers and we see that Oakland is having a fire sale. And you know you can't discount the fact that they are 9-32. That's a terrible record. It's a pace to lose, I'm going to say, probably 125 games. But when I look at this team, and this is something I talk about every week, and I'm sure I'm boring people with it, but when I look at the schedule, I see that Oakland has played 26 games against teams that are 500 or better. They're 5-21. They've only played 15 games against teams that are under 500. And yes, they're not doing well there either. They're 4-11. But that still tells me that they have a lot more of an easier schedule coming up than some of the teams. We all know that it evens out over time. They're not going to be on a pace to play 250 baseball for the whole season. I mean, that's what, 40 and 120? That's only happened once in Major League history. So I don't think the Oakland Athletics are that bad. What I think is going to be a factor in Oakland is how the fans support the team, because they've already announced that in a couple of years they're moving to Las Vegas. So I kind of have to wonder if that stadium sort of becomes somewhat of a ghost town over the next year, year and a half, 2 years. That could be a big factor. But I think Oakland, once again, we saw fire sales, and you look around the league and you see some of the guys that were in Oakland and they're now playing elsewhere. There's a couple in Atlanta, there's a couple in Toronto, there's a couple in other places. It's a tough way to build a team, and you better know what you're doing if you're getting rid of those stars, and you better know how to draft players, and you better know how to develop them, and we haven't seen that yet.
John, as always, fun time talking to you about sports. Have a great rest of your day. We'll catch up with you next week.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, guys. Stay safe, stay well, and we'll chat next week.
I think the Florida Marlins, or the Miami Marlins now, Mike, might be the team to look at for how they just stay competitive, even though they don't have a really big bankroll. We got to take a break. On the other side, we got to talk hoops, buddy. We got to talk hoops. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, for hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted?
appliance broken, computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You can get it at us, people. Call us. Let's talk about the sports world. Let's talk about whatever's on your mind at 1-800-878-7529. If you notice there, it doesn't have to be sports related. That's what I'm trying to tell you, man. Whatever's on your mind, it's on our mind. I'm telling you the truth. Get at us on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, going to be, the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, Mike. So before we get into this, man, I just got to say a couple things, okay? First and foremost, we have not one, but we have two teams that are going to be in their finals of their conference that are both from the play-in tournament. One being the Miami Heat, and then the other being the Los Angeles Lakers. The Miami Heat took out the Milwaukee Bucks. The Los Angeles Lakers took out the Memphis Grizzlies. They also took out the Golden State Warriors. I know that. The Heat also took out the New York Knicks. But my point is they took out a one seed, the Miami Heat, and the Lakers took out a two seed in the Memphis Grizzlies. First time in NBA history that we have teams from the play-in making it this far. So Milwaukee, you made history. Memphis, you made history. And not in a good way. Speaking of history, holy frickin' hell. I got to give a man some serious props. I got to give a man some serious love. And I got to give it to LeBron James, bro. This dude is playing at a tremendously high level. It's absolutely amazing what this guy is doing at 38 years old. And I think Michael Jordan is the greatest of all time. You know, it's funny. I was having this debate with Katie yesterday because she says to me, well, you said this the other day. It can't be. Da-da-da-da-da. This is what I'm going to say. Okay, Mike? This is what I'm going to say. Michael Jordan is the greatest basketball player that I've ever seen. Okay? But I will tell you what. Late in his career, Michael Jordan was a shell of himself, okay? And late in LeBron's career, bro, that dude is still bringing it with reckless abandon, man, and furious anger, okay? Like, the way that that dude plays, he has not lost a step, man. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. LeBron James is the greatest guy when it comes to longevity because he hasn't missed a beat, man. He's playing the same way he did when he was 26. He's playing the same way he did when he was 30. It's remarkable, man. And for people, like we have a good friend, man. We got a good buddy.
I knew you were going there.
No, man. Like, I can't leave this alone, man. I'm sorry, bro. We have a good buddy that likes to call himself a sports dude. When you go out there and you put on TikTok or you put on anywhere that you think LeBron James is a terrible basketball player and he doesn't make people dude, you're an idiot. I'm sorry. You're a freaking idiot. This man is unbelievable. Okay? I'm sorry. I don't think he's the greatest. No. But I respect the living daylights out of the way that this guy is playing at his age, Mike. It is absolutely breathtaking. And I said this to Katie yesterday. The way that he and Tom Brady are playing, Tom Brady's done, or at least we think. I don't know. Who the hell freaking knows, man? You just never know. But the way that that guy played late into his mid-40s, sometimes you just gotta be in awe, okay? You can't hate greatness all the time, because if you do, you're a fool. You're a buffoon. And to continue to talk about somebody and say they're not great, when at every single opportunity they prove to you how freaking great they are, you're an idiot. Okay, I'm sorry, but I can't let something like that go, man. It bothers me, bro. Because at the end of the day, our job is to be objective, man. And what this guy is doing, it's beyond special. I'm sorry, it's beyond special, Mike.
No, look, I absolutely agree with your assessment, and I'm with you in terms of MJ to me being the greatest of all time. I mean, like, there's just very little doubt in my mind, and there's different reasons for that. But like you said, at the same time, people may not be a LeBron fan, and I know plenty of people that are not for various reasons. The one thing that you cannot doubt is, one, how he's kept himself in shape. Two, just the amount of games he has played at such a high level. He has MVPs. He has NBA titles. He has a lot of the hardware that you would expect out of an all-time great. And he's an all-time great. He's more than he is on the Mount Rushmore of the NBA, you know, for many people, including myself. I think for some people, that when you say that, like, you're impinging MJ's greatness, and you're not. We're appreciating greatness, and you and I talk about that on air all the time. We talk about it off air. You just have to sit back and just appreciate what this man has done for the past 20 years. And to top it off, I mean, look, there's been very few athletes in our time, at least in my time, that have come out with or been around with so much hype right from the jump. I mean, look, I think what was the Sporting News or Sports Illustrated or something like that put him on the cover and said, named him the king at 17, or, you know, whatever it was. He's lived up to that. I mean, the only other player that's come in with that much hoopla and just admiration for his game, in my estimation, is Tiger Woods. And Tiger's lived up to that, for sure. Now, look, Tiger's had his issues and injuries and all that kind of stuff late in his career, too. But to live up to the hype that LeBron brought to the game, brought to himself, brought to the Cleveland Cavaliers when they drafted him, and live up to that expectation, which was just unreal expectations, and he's exceeded them by leaps and bounds, is just something to sit back and, like you said, just be in awe of what LeBron's done. And in no way it impinges, like I said, on MJ's greatness at all.
Right. I know. I agree. It's mind-boggling to me, like, the amount of hate that everybody has for people that are great. It's just like hate and great go together. They just do. Hate and being great goes together. It's strange. It's weird. But that's the way people like to think. And unfortunately. Well, it is unfortunate. But unfortunately, sometimes you and I just have to set it straight. Michael Jordan, to me, is the greatest basketball player. I'm not saying he's not, but I'm also telling you right now that what LeBron James is doing, it's great too. And the way he's doing it at his age, man, I'm sorry, but that's unprecedented stuff, man. Like the way he goes to the baskets, the hustle he has, the appreciation from the other guys in the league, like Giannis, man. Dude, Giannis was at that game. Giannis goes up to him after the game in the hallway, and he's just like, dude, you're great. Like, come on, people, stop. Like, you can make a name for yourself by not being an idiot. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Okay, you can make a name for yourself in the sporting business, people, without trying to be the clown. Okay, it worked for one guy. It really did. It worked for one guy. It worked for Jim Rome back in the day, man. It worked for him. But
right.
There's only one of those people, okay? So when you go out and you say outlandish stuff about people and that they're not great when they're clearly great, your credibility goes out the window, man. Like, come on. Like, get a grip on yourself, dude.
Get a grip on yourself And you know, look, let me get this in before we go to break, and I know we're kind of up against it maybe a little bit. Little bit of breaking news. I'm sure you probably have seen
it. I just saw that. I just saw that. So go ahead. Yeah.
And we're talking about, you know, people being idiots. Like, you can put Ja, if this is true, that there's another viral video out there of him holding a gun. Talk about a guy that is tone deaf. Talk about a guy that doesn't get it right now. And talk about a guy that could find himself in some deep trouble. And who knows, maybe even out of the league before his time should be up. I mean, this is stupidity on a steroid level. This is crazy if this is true.
So allegedly, another video has been gone viral showing Ja with a gun is basically what Mike is talking about. And he's been suspended from the Grizzlies. He's been suspended. Like they're all taking a timeout, man. Like, it's like a little kid being put in timeout. Okay. And
right.
What's even more strange, dude, is like, this is not a guy that grew up like a thug. Okay. It's just, it's bizarre. Right. Okay. This is bizarre behavior from somebody that really wasn't, that's not the lifestyle that he's lived. Okay. So like you're saying, man, there's something more going on here. There's something else outside that's hitting on this. Look, since we're doing this and we haven't talked about the games yet, I don't want to, I want to talk about Monty getting fired from the Phoenix Suns. I think that's interesting, because at the end of the day, here's what happens, right? Guys get fired because things happen on a basketball floor or don't happen. You can make the argument, you know, similar to Coach Bud in Milwaukee. Like, these guys had great success during the regular season, right? Like, the Suns won 64 games last year, bro, and that was under Monty. But when it came to the postseason, they probably underachieved, right? So what happens? You get rid of the coach. Interesting here.
Right.
Monty is being rumored to being one of the guys that my Milwaukee Bucks want. The other guy is Ty Lue. You know, we're talking Nick Nurse. We're talking Frank Vogel. I think the Bucks, if they can get Ty Lue, that's the guy they really want. I hear the music. I know we got to take that pause the final time this hour. So we're going to do that. We'll come back and get whatever's off our chest for the last couple minutes. And then, obviously, hour two is coming up. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call 1-800-356-7308. That's 1-800-356-7308. Again, 1-800-356-7308.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorfman Sports Weekend Edition. Andy Dorf and Mike Wilson coming at you. And I forgot to mention this, but you said something about it, and it was one of Katie's big arguments about why these guys are able to stay out on the floor and the field of play longer. She said it has a lot to do with technology and modern day, health and science, basically, with how these guys are getting their bodies worked on and everything. And you did allude to that as well. But at the end of the day, man, you know, not everybody's created equal, right? Like they all might be professional athletes, but some guys take it to an extreme level. And that's the LeBron Jameses of the world. That's the Michael Jordans of the world. That's the Steph Currys of the world, right? Like not everybody's created equal, Mike. So yes, I think modern day technology, medicine, I think it does play a part, but I also think there's so much heart that these guys have that you just can't take away their will and their desire. What say you?
No, I absolutely agree. Kobe had the same kind of mentality. Yes. As well. Yes. But I mean, it's just something inherent. It's a drive that's inside them just to be great and to do whatever it takes to be great. And that's why you and I and other people just need to sit back and appreciate the greatness that these athletes, whether it's the NBA, NFL, tennis, golf, you know, baseball, whatever it may be, are showing us, because this kind of stuff doesn't come around every single day, every single year. and to see it up close and personal like you and I have over the course of our lives is something special.
Yeah, it is. Speaking of greatness, we didn't mention this yet either, and the Joker's been pretty special in these playoffs too, so I'm kind of glad to see him starting to get some of those cookies and some of that praise, right? Because everyone's always talking like, dude, he's got to do this, he's got to do that, he can't do this, he can't do that. Well, they're in the Western Conference Finals, so kudos to the Denver Nuggets. We got to take a break. Hour one is in the books. Hour two on the horizon. It's going to be a lot about the NBA, baby, so keep it close. He would be Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. President Biden says there are, quote, real discussions about a deal on the debt ceiling as the White House continues to hash it out with GOP lawmakers.
President Biden says talks about the debt ceiling are ongoing. Biden spoke briefly with reporters before boarding Air Force One after addressing. There are real discussions about a deal, but the process is continuing.
We're not there yet.
When asked if he believes a deal can be made by June 1st, the president replied it has to be. Biden's remarks come as staffers continued weekend talks aimed at breaking the debt ceiling stalemate with GOP leaders.
Karen Sloan reporting. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is poised to enter the presidential race.
Amid reports that DeSantis is on the verge of the announcement, he spent Saturday on the would-be campaign trail in Iowa, where he highlighted the GOP's formula for success.
If we make 2024 election a referendum on Joe Biden and his failures, and if we provide a positive alternative for the future of this country, Republicans will win across the board.
However, DeSantis said Republicans need to stay on message.
If we get distracted, if we focus the election on the past or on other side issues, then I think the Democrats are going to beat us again.
I'm Jerry Barmash.
The University of Idaho awards posthumous degrees to the four students who were stabbed to death last fall. The university granted degrees in the students' areas of studies at commencement ceremonies over the weekend. New York City is turning a closed hotel into an arrival center for asylum seekers in Midtown Manhattan. Mayor Eric Adams says it will provide them with legal and medical services, as well as placing them in shelters or humanitarian relief centers if needed. This is USA News.
So, you need life insurance, right? Protection for your family? But who has time to meet with an agent? You're busy. But what if there was a better way? A way to protect your family, your loved ones, make sure you can send your kids to college, keep the family home, no matter what happens? Well, you can. With no agent visit, no medical exam, no blood work, none of the stuff that makes life insurance a hassle. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Ethos Life Radio is a 100% online buying platform for life insurance powered by Ethos. We match you after a simple online interview with a life insurance policy that matches your needs at the best price. EthosLifeRadio.com shops your policy to over 100 carriers instantly to get you the best price. And best of all, EthosLifeRadio.com is a marketplace. This is not a lead source. Your information will not just be sold with endless emails, calls, and texts. We give you the opportunity to buy life insurance online. Simple. In less than 15 minutes online. With no medical exam if you qualify. Do the right thing for your family today. Go to EthosLifeRadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com.
Guardians of the Galaxy is cruising to another box office win.
The third installment of the Marvel sci-fi superhero franchise is easily expected to take the weekend crown. Guardians, starring Chris Pratt, set the tempo by tallying more than $15 million on Friday. The Super Mario Brothers movie is projected to hold down second place with another $13 million. The video game adaptation has eclipsed $1 billion globally. I'm Jerry Barmash.
Meanwhile, the strike of the Writers Guild of America is entering day 13.
The strike began after the WGA's contract with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers expired on May 2nd. Thousands of WGA members have been picketing outside Los Angeles area studios, including Universal Studios, Paramount, and the Disney and Warner Brothers lot. The Writers Guild of America is seeking changes, including improved compensation increases for writers. I'm Jim Forbes.
SpaceX launched 56 new Starlink satellites into orbit this morning and landed a rocket at sea. It lifted off from Florida's Cape Canaveral Space Station just after 1 a.m. Eastern. The rocket's first stage returned to Earth 8.5 minutes after liftoff and landed on a drone ship stationed in the Atlantic. Americans are spending billions of dollars on mom this Mother's Day. The National Retail Federation says 84% of adults plan on getting mom a gift. They estimate over $35 billion will be spent. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. You can get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, we got a real Game 7 ahead of us here today. Boston Celtics, Philadelphia 76ers. Probably somewhat improbable when you think about it, the way that Boston has been able to control those guys throughout the regular season. But here we are, Mike Wilson, a Game 7, my two favorite words in sports. I know they're your favorite words, but maybe not when it's your team.
You know what? That can be a double-edged sword for sure when you're talking about your own team. But look, I'd rather be at a Game 7 than a Game 6 where Boston lost and they're on vacation. So we get another chance to close this out and go head-to-head with Miami and have a terrific series with Miami. But there's a lot of things that got to go right for Boston today.
Yeah, we'll dive into that, obviously, and we'll continue talking about the playoffs because I got a lot of things I want to discuss with you about it. So keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Collectible Exchange is the most trusted sports memorabilia company in the country, carrying game-used, autographed, and other one-of-a-kind items. Founded by collecting icon Brandon Steiner from Steiner Sports, they can also help you evaluate, authenticate, and sell your sports collectibles. Instead of collecting dust, your items could be collecting cash. So check out the biggest collectible marketplace in the U.S. at CollectibleExchange.com. With over 150,000 items and over 80 pro and college athletes selling directly to you, that's CollectibleExchange.com.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf coming at you. Mike did break it, that breaking news about Ja Morant, the Grizzlies, suspending Morant over his latest gun video. So that is still happening, still going on, and still a lot happening with the Memphis Grizzlies when you think about it, because they got rid of Dylan Brooks, too. Like, they don't want him back. And I'll tell you what, Mike, I want my Milwaukee Bucks to go after a guy like that. I hate to say it, but I could use a dog like that on my team. That's all I'm saying. He's not getting in trouble with, like, guns and things like that. He's getting in trouble on the basketball floor. And you know what? I can kind of respect that, okay? But obviously not good for Ja, not good for the Grizzlies. And like you said, may have some long-term effects whether this guy is allowed to play in the league moving forward. So I think the Grizzlies got a lot of problems in the offseason, to be honest with you. And that's kind of where my head is right now. So I mentioned to you that Monty Williams got fired by the Phoenix Suns after having lots of regular season success, just like Coach Budenholzer for the Milwaukee Bucks. A lot of regular season success. But he does have a title to go along with it, and at the hands of the Phoenix Suns. So kind of weird there when you think about it. But here's where my head is right now, man. This Matt Ishbia guy came in, the guy from Michigan State. He came in and he has absolutely, like, taken this team and torn it apart, bro. I'm just being honest.
Right.
Like, I'm wondering how in the hell the Phoenix Suns are going to recover. You know, I was listening to some local radio, which I try not to do because it's so bad. But I was driving around the other day, so I was kind of forced into it. And I'm listening to some of what they're saying. And this isn't going to be easy, man. Like, they got some big contracts to deal with, bro. They got Ayton. They got KD. They got Book. And then, like, with CP, you're trying to figure out a way to, like, get rid of him. And you might be trying to figure out a way to get rid of DeAndre Ayton, too. Like, I'm sorry, but I see more problems than solutions right now in the Valley of the Sun, my friend. I think that they set themselves back so far with this Kevin Durant trade. And ultimately, yep. I give it a 2-year window, man. Like, this year, I'm willing to give them a little bit of a pass, but I will say that they did this to themselves with getting rid of basically their whole bench and deciding to give up on two really good up-and-comers in Mikal Bridges and Cam Johnson. And you went after a dude that is 35 and in the later stages of his career. And, like, I'm just being honest, man. His best days are behind him. His body – okay, so let me put this in perspective. Would you say that his body is reacting the same way that LeBron James's body's acting? And LeBron is older than him, bro. So I already know the answer. It's no, okay? Because we've seen what's happened to his Achilles. We've seen. Like, KD is – he can get hurt, man. And it's not that LeBron can't, but LeBron got hurt and he came back, bro. And he's come back better. I don't know if we can say that about KD. And I just think that this was a move, man, that they literally are going after it this year and next year. And next year they need to find guys that'll come here to play for less. In today's world, bro, it's really hard to see that working out, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look, you mentioned it in the beginning of your soliloquy there. They got contracts that even if they wanted to trade DeAndre Ayton, and not that his contract's all that bad, but it's still the production and the body language that you see out of DA is not what you want for a guy making that much money. And Chris Paul, I don't even know if Phoenix could trade him for a box of wheat thins right now. Because that guy, you're talking about KD being hurt, which is absolutely true. Chris Paul seems like he, you know, if he looks the wrong way, he gets a hangnail, or he looks the other way and it's a twisted ankle. Like, it's insane. And so, like you said, Phoenix has some contract issues. They got some personnel issues. I hated the trade for KD because I'm like you. You're getting a guy that's 35 going on 36 this upcoming season, and he gets hurt a lot. You know, look, when he came to Phoenix, he didn't play for a little while because he was still hurt. And then he goes three games in, he comes home for his home opener, he twists his ankle in warm-ups, in the layup line kind of deal. And I'm just like, this is not going well. And you traded your bench, dear Lord, and then you gave all these draft picks away too. So you have that part of it that you've traded away your future and any bench players that you could get via draft. So, I mean, I loved Mikal Bridges. I liked what he brought to the Phoenix Suns. I would like to have him on Boston one day. I think he's that kind of player. And Cam Johnson's a great guy off the bench. He can fill it from outside. He can do the hustle plays. He can do the little things. But Phoenix doesn't have that now, and that's why they're on vacation. It's simple. You don't have a bench. You and I can both speak to this. Both of our favorite teams, when they're successful, it's because of their bench and the depth that they have. And Phoenix doesn't have any of that. Like, Book and KD, you know, and they were playing major minutes in that playoff round with Denver. And they can't keep doing that. Yeah. I know they're, I Book's young, KD's not, but look, you can't do that to your starters. You got to have some depth to give them a break, to give them a rest, so that when they come in, they can continue to play at a high level. Phoenix has some big, big-time problems. And let me ask you this.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Out of all the people mentioned for the Milwaukee job, I think if I'm you, I want Tyronn Lue. That's the guy that I think I would want. If I'm Giannis, that's the dude that I want coaching me.
Yes, I'm right there with you. I just want to give a little correction. So KD is 30 in September 29th, 1988 is when he was born. So he'll be 35 going into next season. But at the end of the day, what we're both trying to say is it's obvious that he's at part of his career, man. Like, it's obvious. And same guy that he was a couple, 3 years ago. It's just the truth. Okay, but now I want to ask you something. I don't think CP3 is a starter in this league. My question for you is would he be willing to take a and being a backup so that potentially when it that dude won't be too tired from all the minutes that he's put in during the regular season to go out there and actually be able to give a team 20 to 25 minutes maybe during the playoffs. Being a role like that, because in all honesty, I can't. So do you real quickly
neither.
Think you can take a role like that? Okay. All right.
No,
I don't think so.
Not
either.
At all.
I know. I hear the music. Yeah, I hear the music. I know we got to take a break, so we'll do that. We'll come back. We'll continue chopping up the NBA because I want to ask you who you think is playing the best right now. I want to ask you who you think is the best coach, this, that, and the other. So a lot to dive into still with the NBA playoffs. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf pulling you through another one, people. You can get at us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, man, I got just a final thought on these Phoenix Suns, and then I want to push on and talk to you about, you know, some of the things that are happening and, like, who you think is playing the best, who you think is the best coach. But, you know, I don't know what you were watching and what you were seeing from the Phoenix Suns while they were playing the playoffs, but this is what I saw. I saw Devin Booker being the clear leader of this team. Everything went through Book. I saw KD totally defer. And here's my point to what I'm trying to say. You know, there's a guy that KD doesn't like much and he doesn't respect much because he tells him the truth and his objectivity is off the frickin' charts. I think you know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about Charles Barkley and what he said about Kevin Durant and how he and Kevin Durant have this big feud going back and forth when he called him a bus rider, not a bus driver. I got to ask you a question, Mike Wilson. Is Charles wrong? Because I don't think so, bro. He came to Phoenix, right? Everyone was thinking, KD, 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 he's the savior. And it's Book's team, bro. Like KD is not the main dude. And my point is, again, like, the Warriors were going to win those championships with or without KD, man. I'm just telling you all the freaking truth. So when people get upset about other people criticizing and talking about them, sometimes you got to look in the mirror, man. And you got to say, like, there's something to what that guy is saying about. So I would say that I think Charles Barkley is way more right on this than being way more wrong. Because I saw Kevin Durant play for the Phoenix Suns, and I saw him take a back seat repeatedly to Devin Booker. Because it's Devin Booker's team. And KD is trying to fit in. He's a bus rider, man. He ain't a bus driver. Charles is right. Charles is right, Mike.
He is right. And look, Chuck is right most of the time in my book. with stuff. You know, I mean, he may get it wrong about the women of San Antonio and all that kind of that tomfoolery. But now, look, with KD, he is pretty spot on, because, look, I mean, the whole bus driver argument you can make when he went to Golden State. Like, look, the Golden State was going to win those titles regardless, and so he decided to jump on the bus, and he wasn't going to drive that.
Did you hear
Curry
what I just
Clay
said?
Were driving that bus. Yeah.
But that's exactly what I just said, right? Like everywhere he's gone, right, man, it's I'm sorry, but like here's where he was the bus driver. You ready? He was the bus driver in Oklahoma City. And what happened there?
Yep.
Right? Like that's where he was the bus driver. Right. All right, man, enough of that nonsense.
Right.
Enough of that nonsense. Okay. Let's move on, right? Because at the end of the day, all that does is it gets us angry and upset, okay? So let's move on a little bit. I do want to talk to you about some of these other things that are going on in the NBA, right? Like, so coaching carousel is happening. Ty Lue, you already asked me about the Milwaukee Bucks job. Yeah, I think Ty Lue is the guy. I really do. I think that if they get him, I think the NBA needs to look out. I'll be honest with you. I think he'll figure things out with Giannis real quick, okay? Real quickly. And I can see Giannis's game exploding, man. So that to me is that's what I want to see. Okay. I really do. I want to see Ty Lue. I'm not huge on Monty, I'll be honest with you, man. I'm not huge on him. I look at what they did against the Bucks, right? They were up 2-0 and then Milwaukee steamrolled them from there. So I don't know if I like – I don't think I like Monty coming to Milwaukee. I really like Ty Lue. And if it isn't Ty Lue, then I kind of like Nick Nurse. I think Ty Lue would be my number one. I think Nick Nurse would be my number two. And then probably – Monty would be my number three. So that's my order of how I think I would like that to go. Is that okay?
Well, look, I wouldn't even put Monty in the top three. I'd take a look at Golden State's top assistant, Atkinson. I think he was in Brooklyn for a little bit, and I think he did a pretty good job with the Nets. I think I'd put him above Monty.
Real quick to what you're saying. You could put Kenny Atkinson in there. And then the other guy, if you're Milwaukee, that's in their system already, that would be Charles Lee. So I think that those two guys
are
kind of like in the same category, right? Like, but if you're going head coach style, it's Ty Lue number one, Nick Nurse number two, probably Monty three. But I hear you with Kenny Atkinson. I think Kenny Atkinson would be three, Monty would be four, and or maybe Charles Lee is four and Monty's five. I'm with you, man. I don't have Monty that high, is my point.
Right. Now, just think of this: if they hired Lue and they brought Atkinson and he somehow could get Atkinson to come with him. Holy smokes. Your team would be absolutely set in terms of the coaching and being able to trust the coaching decisions. Like that would be insane. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting with the numbers that they throw at these coaches. I think Nick Nurse would be a terrific – if they can't get Tyron, Nick Nurse would be a terrific second choice. I really do for what he did up in Toronto. And he was a player's coach. Players love playing for him. So, that's half the battle in the NBA or in professional sports anymore. because if you can't get buy-in from your superstars, you got nothing. And Nick Nurse has shown that he can get buy-in from the top stars in the league. But, you know, at the same time, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, speaking of stars, was absolutely fantastic for the New York Knicks, right? And I know at the end of the game, okay? But for crying out loud, the guy is human, okay? And ultimately, without what he was doing for them on the back, they wouldn't have had a freaking chance in that series. Jalen Brunson, you know, this is another, we got another, talk all kinds of trash, man. And he's like, Jalen Brunson, he's a Robin, not a Batman. He's a Batman that needed a freaking Robin. That's the real truth. Jalen Brunson is freaking good, man. Like, I would go beyond that. I think he's actually kind of special, Mike. So, the fact that Julius Randle and couldn't come to the party enough with him, there's something to that, man. I'm sorry, but people like to say things just to say things. Jalen Brunson, let me tell you this right now. The Dallas Mavericks are absolutely freaking kicking themselves, okay? Because they didn't give Jalen Brunson the money. They had the freaking team. They had it. But yet they were too stubborn to pay the guy. So that's something else that bothers me, man. Like, I'm sorry. Jalen Brunson is a Batman that needs a Robin to go with him. That's my opinion. Am I wrong on that, or am I right?
No, you're absolutely right with that. And Julius Randle and RJ Barrett, let's just face it, they sucked in that series. They were bad. And you know, all this hoopla with RJ coming out of Duke and being this guy, that guy, 6'8", you know, whatever he is, and he was horrible. And Julius Randle, you know, a lot of people thought he was going to be the guy to lead New York back and make them relevant again. And no, like you said, it's Jalen Brunson. The kid can play. And on the opposite side of that is Julius Randle, who, if he doesn't hit shots, his body language is horrible. And he just becomes Debbie Downer on the court. And you can't have that.
Yep.
Brunson needs help.
Yep. I mean, at the end of the day, man, he was freaking amazing. And he's the only reason they had any chance in that series. So, again, people, you're so confused as to what you're watching. It's insane. We got to take a break. We'll come back. We're going to continue rapping about the NBA. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. It is the Dorfman Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. Get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of Dorf on Sports, the page has been relatively active as of late. Keep finding us out there. We put content out there from time to time. And, you know, we're busy people, just like all of you are busy. But we do try to keep giving you a little bit of content each and every week at Dorf on Sports on Facebook. And we like your engagement. We like your comments. We like you sharing the page. We like everything all about it, okay? Because at the end of the day, if it wasn't for you people, the fan, there'd be no reason for Mike and I to come out here and bless you and grace you with our wisdom and knowledge about sports. Whether you believe that or not, it's up to you, man. Anyways, my girlfriend's looking at me like I'm nuts. Mike's laughing at me. Hopefully people listening are laughing and you're having a good time. Because at the end of the day, I forgot to mention this. Happy Mother's Day to everybody. This is the Mother's Day edition version of the Dorf on Sports Weekend. So we are very grateful. We are very thankful. I spend time with a great mother all the time. Mike, you love your mother. I lost my mom a few years back, so this was always a really, really important weekend because it was like the Last Supper kind of thing where I would see my parents for like the last time. They were in Arizona, and then they'd go back to Milwaukee for the summertime. And so it brings back a lot of good memories for me of obviously that last night or that last special occasion, Mother's Day, hanging out with my mom. But now I get to do it in a little different way. I celebrate my girlfriend and I celebrate the kids that she has, and life moves on, right? Like it just moves on. So I want to say happy Mother's Day to all the great mothers out there, because at the end of the day, man, I know how important my mom was to me. I know how important my mom still is to me. I talk to her all the time. It's crazy, it's weird, but it's the truth, and I'm being a little transparent with everybody. Moms are really important, so give your mom a hug today, enjoy that time with your mom, and just let her know how much you love her. All right, dude, let's get back into this. Who's playing the best right now in the NBA playoffs, in your humble opinion? And it can be somebody that's out of the playoffs, but I don't know if they're still playing that great if they're not in. So who's the best player right now in the NBA playoffs, according to you?
To me, there's two people that are playing the best. One is Jimmy Butler and Jimmy Buckets, and the other one's the Joker. Jokic. Like, I mean, Jokic's numbers that he put up against the Suns were just mind-boggling. What Jimmy's doing down there in Miami is what Jimmy does, man. He takes that team on his back, and he just tells them, "Come with me. I'll get us to where we need to go." And you know, if my Celtics get by the Sixers today in Game 7, they are absolutely going to have their hands full with the Miami team and that culture. But look, the Lakers and Denver are going to be a great series, and LeBron's playing spectacular. Jokic is playing spectacular. So if you're telling me just to name one player, I'm probably going to say Jimmy Butler. But Jokic and LeBron are right. We're talking 1A and 1B, right behind Butler.
Look, we're on the same page, man. It's hard to, like, say one guy. I think there's three guys that have been heads and tails better than everybody else. Like you're saying, it's Joker, it's LeBron, and it's Jimmy Buckets. Those are the three guys, in my humble opinion, that have absolutely led the way for their teams. And it shows. Their teams are having great success. You know, not to take anything away from Steph Curry, because he was tremendous. He was fantastic. But I noticed a little something different with the way that the Lakers were playing him. They were banging him around. They were getting up in his face. They did things to make things a little bit more difficult. So, and then Booker was playing really well too. And he kind of fizzled out as well. I think a guy we're not thinking about who is playing extremely well is Jamal Murray. I'm not saying he's like those guys quite yet, but this next round, bro, he could elevate, man. And I think we could be talking about that 1-2 punch with Joker and Murray being the two best players in that series, potentially over AD and LeBron. So I think that's interesting. Okay, we settled that. Who's the best coach right now? In my opinion, it's Eric Spoelstra, man. He has absolutely coached circles around Tibbs and Coach Bud. I think what he's doing is remarkable. And then the other guy, it's Darvin frickin' Ham, man, a guy that came from Milwaukee, and I'm wondering why we let that guy slip away. But at the end of the day, I think those are your two best coaches that are right now in the postseason. What say you?
Once again, we're on the same page. There is no doubt that what Spoelstra is doing, you know, he gets praised, but he doesn't get praised like he should, especially after the big three left, right? I mean, the way that he got him to the NBA final in the bubble. I mean, and people can say what they want about the bubble and the championship doesn't count. I look at that and I just kind of laugh, because at the end of the day, you know, people are saying fans make that big of a difference. They make a difference, but it was still the bubble. It's still NBA players playing. Like, so, like, I get it. But Spoelstra with no huge megastar, and I'm not saying Butler's not a megastar, but he's not LeBron, he's not D. Wade. So what he does with what he has is incredible. And then Darvin Ham, I mean, look, there were plenty of questions about him, and was he going to be able to handle LeBron James and kind of tell him, hey, this is what we're doing. You know, and have LeBron buy in. And it's evident LeBron is bought in, AD is bought in as well. And if those two are buying in, the rest of the guys on the team follow suit. And the same thing you can say in Miami with Butler buying in, because he is the straight-up leader of that team. And like you mentioned, you know, Butler's a dog. Like, you got to have some, like I always say, dudes, right? Butler's that dude. He's that dog that you need on your team to be the leader. And he leads by being vocal. He leads by example. And the rest of the players on that team follow suit, because they know as far as they go is how Jimmy does. And so they're going to do whatever they can to make Jimmy successful.
look, at the end of the day, seven undrafted players are on the Miami Heat, okay? Enough said. Eric Spoelstra is a Hall of Fame frickin' coach, okay? That's the truth. That is the absolute truth, and I said it a couple weeks ago, maybe last week. LeBron James wanted Spo out. You know what? Pat the Rat had his back, and he knew that Eric Spoelstra was the guy for this job for as long as he frickin' wants the job. Okay. All right, dude. We've waited a long time. It's time to kind of dissect what we think happens between your Boston Celtics and the Philadelphia 76ers. Does old man James Harden have another great game in him? Does Embiid come back with a better performance? He didn't touch the ball late in that game, in game six. Can't have that happen like the last 4 minutes or something along those lines. We've talked about guys playing well, and these are two guys that we haven't really talked about playing all that well, and it's Tatum and Brown, who were so special in the postseason last year. I don't know what happens exactly, but I do have a good feeling for you and the Boston Celtics today, because I think we're turning the clock back to 1985, and I think we're going to get Boston LA in the final. And I said to you, you know, I said to you in a text or a message, I don't remember exactly where, it's a little bit about the journey too, man. Like, it's right. Not supposed to be easy, Mike Wilson. So the fact that you're having a little bit of stress and your heart rate is getting it because of this sounds kind of normal to me, bro. Sounds really normal. Okay. So with that being said, obviously Tatum and Brown have to be special. I also think Brogdon needs to be good. I think White needs to be good. I think they're going to need, what's happened to Grant Williams? Like what's kind of happened there? I feel like they're kind of like making him the odd man out so that next year, I think he could be gone. I'll be honest with you. But with all that being said, my keys to the game are Tatum and Brown need to give him at least 60, okay? Malcolm Brogdon needs to give him 15 to 20. Same thing from White. Old man Al Horford needs to show up. He's been a little MIA. Like there's been some things about Boston that hasn't been so great, man. They got it. Got to sure some things up, dude. They got to play a really good 48-minute game. That's what they got to do. Can they do it? I think they can in front of their home crowd today.
Oh, absolutely. I think they can do it in front of their home crowd. And let's, you know, as long as we're putting some facts out there, bench players typically play better at home. So, you know, the Whites of the world and anybody that comes off the bench for Boston is probably going to play a little bit better in familiar surroundings. But I'm exactly with you. Tatum and Brown have to be special. Tatum, to me, if he sees his first 2-3 shots go in, that's going to be a good sign, because he's going to feel, okay, I'm in the groove. I can hit shots. I can be positive for the Celtics. And Brown just has to go out and kind of keep doing what he's doing. He's kind of been a little bit up and down, but he's been a little bit more consistent on both ends of the floor. And, you know, Horford has to hit some shots. He's another guy. If he sees some shots go in early, he's going to feel good late. And that's fine with me. Marcus Smart, to me, the heart and soul of this team. He's the straw that stirs the drink for Boston, for sure. He needs to just keep doing what he's doing. Hit some shots, play some get some hustle. Plays, guard whoever Coach Mazzulla wants him to guard, because there's been times where he's been playing Embiid as well. So, you know, it's going to be take a group effort. It is about the journey, and I know that. There are just times, and I'm sure you have these times with the Bucks in their championship season, where you're just like, come on, guys. Do we know how to play basketball? What's going on? It's been a little bit of that for me watching them. But I know deep down, if push came to shove, you had to tell me which one's the better team overall. Boston's the better team. But sometimes the better team just doesn't win. And for Philly, they got to get a retro performance out of Harden. And Embiid has to take advantage of mismatches that come his way, because there's been plenty of this series, and he hasn't exactly done that.
in here, coaching, Missoula or Doc Rivers, whoever makes more mistakes, it could be trouble for that guy. Anyways, I hear the music. I know what it means. We got to take that final pause for the cause. We come back, do our parting shots. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call 1-800-356-7308. That's 1-800-356-7308. Again, 1-800-356-7308.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Okay, everybody, welcome back in for the final time today here on the Mother's Day edition of the Dorf on Sports Weekend with Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. So much we've talked about, and obviously, like always, man, there's never enough time to get through everything. But before we get to our parting shots, you can always get at us on Twitter. From Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's The Real Dorf on Sports. And again, I'm telling you, people, it's all about you, the fan. We put things out there so that you can have your opinion and your thoughts and everything be heard. We're going to be critical here and there, but at the end of the day, it's your world, man. We're squirrels just trying to live in it. So let us know what's on your mind at Dorf on Sports on Facebook and IG. It's The Real Dorf on Sports. All right, Mike, parting shot time, brother. You're up.
Hey, look, my parting shot goes out to two NFL guys. And we talk, Andy, all the time about coaches and players being role models for younger people, younger athletes. Well, you know what? Todd Bowles earned his college degree at 59 years young. And he said it was never too late to go back to school to get his college degree. That's something that nobody can take away from you. And the same goes to Jalen Hurts for getting his master's degree, as well as leading the Eagles to the Super Bowl. So he's been a busy man on and off the field, but kudos for those two guys for setting a great example for athletes everywhere.
Absolutely, man. That's good stuff right there. All right, parting shot from me, my friend. I'm kind of shocked you didn't go here. I'm going to say I got the Boston Celtics winning today, my friend, because I told you, I'm turning the clocks back to 1985. And the only way for that to happen is for the Boston Celtics and the Los Angeles Lakers to meet in the NBA Finals. So you'll have a great day, my friend, I promise you. And obviously, happy Mother's Day to all the great mothers out there. For Mike Wilson, for John Poulter, for Robert, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Take care, everybody. Have a great day.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.